Chester Arthur was the perfect embodiment of a Gilded Age politician. As reward for his service to Roscoe Conkling's New York machine, Arthur was made Collector of Customs for the Port of New York in 1871. From fees and other dubious perks of office, he took home some $50,000 a year, or what the president made. In fact, Arthur so typified the prevailing system of kickbacks and shakedowns that President Hayes decided to make an example of him, removing him from office in 1878. 2 years later, when Garfield won the Republican nomination for president, Arthur was chosen as Garfield's running mate. The idea was to appease Conkling, a notoriously sore loser whose own bid for the nomination had failed. With Garfield relatively young and healthy, no one thought very much about Arthur's place on the ticket. But when Garfield was shot, reformers feared the worst. "Arthur for president," one wrote, "Conkling the power behind the throne." But Arthur's performance surprised everyone. In some way, it seemed, his sudden elevation to the presidency ennobled him. Much to Conkling's dismay and the reformers' delight, Arthur became a resolute opponent of fraud and abuse. He refused to stock the federal bureaucracy with former cronies, and instead signed the Pendleton Civil Service Act, which established a merit system and competitive exams. Arthur also vetoed such obvious pork as the Rivers and Harbors Act of 1882, and a xenophobic bill that would have banned Chinese immigration for 20 years. One might even say that Arthur began to reassert the dormant powers of the presidency, except that Congress typically overrode his vetoes. With regard to the White House, however, Arthur made sure that he got his way. Soon after Garfield's death, the new president was given a tour of the neglected mansion. Afterward, he declared, "I will not live in a house like this." Instead, the dapper Arthur lived elsewhere, while Lewis Comfort Tiffany masterminded a magnificent redecoration of the residence. History remembers only a few things about Arthur, White House historian William Seal has written. One of them is that he had taste.